And here's what brings the fucking lie to it. It wasn't Share Blue people in, or fucking DNC people or people waving Hillary Clinton signs that was in the streets actually fighting these fucking Nazis. And, and by the way, standing up against racism and for the fucking rights that we do right. have and should have in this fucking country against people whose explicit stated goal is to eradicate them. Those are the people who are standing up, and the people who that asshole drove his fucking car into was the IWW. I think they were PSL people. The
WWP.
DSA. Yeah, they were
BLM.
Black Lives Matter. Yeah.
All the whole span of the left, like left of us, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who is posting?
That's the real question.
Who is roasting the shoes that look like a fam that those Nazis were wearing?
I mentioned them before. I know this will come as a shock to them, but let's also shout out some of the Marxist-Leninist groups as well. Some of the more or Maoist or yeah.
We've made fun of tankies on this show, but how awesome would it have been if in Charlottesville the tankies had actual tanks?
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Good point.
That was something beautiful I saw this morning when in Durham. Hundreds of people went to the police station and turned themselves in solidarity with a woman who was arrested for tearing down the statue and saying, I was also there. I also tore down the statue. And that's something that we've seen for the past week. Just small and large acts of generosity and solidarity and moral clarity that has made me prouder than ever to consider myself someone who stands with the left.
To echo what T said on our show a few weeks ago, to respond to the charge that like the alt-left, quote unquote, is the one who, you know, wants to make common cause with racists or, you know, make a separate peace with, fascism or whatever, or like doesn't stand for like against racism. Don't even respond to it. Like, I know it's galling, but like you have to understand like what these people are doing, which is they have nothing. They have nothing. So just keep talking.
Well, I mean, they have nothing in terms of an argument or a coherent worldview or a useful praxis. But what they do have is they are speaking on behalf of a hegemonic liberalism that is going to get us all fucking killed.
It's got a lot of money.
I agree. Don't talk to them, but they're a distraction from the real fucking problem, which is that fascism arises because of the collapse of institutional legitimacy of liberal institutions. And that's how we got fucking Trump. It's how we're going to get what's coming next after him. That's going to be even worse. Because if you think there's not going to be more ecological and economic catastrophes in the future that liberalism is wholly unsuited to fucking deal with, and that failure is not going to lead to fascism filling that fucking hole, you got another thing coming. And that's what these guys are. These guys who marched in Charlottesville, these are the people who are aware of the unspoken premise of this sort of zombie neoliberalism we're living in, which is that we're coming at a point where there's going to be ecological catastrophe, and it's going to either require mass redistribution of the ill-gotten gains of the first world or genocide. And these are the first people who have basically said, well, if that's the choice, I choose genocide. And they're getting everybody else ready intellectually and emotionally for why that's going to be okay when it happens, why they're not really people. When we're putting all of this money into more fucking walls and drones and bombs and guns to keep them away and so that we can watch them die with clear consciences, it's going to be because we've been loaded with the ideology that these guys are now starting to express publicly. On the other side of them, you have people who are saying in full fucking voice, no, we have the resources to save everybody, to give everybody a fucking decent and worthwhile existence. And that is what we want. And that is the fucking real difference between these two. So you can tell that to the next asshole who tells you that they're actually two sides of the same coin.